All right, coming next to the stage, this is a rare treat. Only one person has ever gotten this gentleman to tell a story before, and it was Claire on her last show. And I asked him, because we've taken a lot of trips together, if he would maybe break his silence once again. So with no further ado, this is Dwight Hassler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been on road trips with Eric. Thank you. I mean, it's nice weather we're having right now, right? Like, you know, it's like 50 degrees. It's kind of cold, but, you know, it was like raining earlier, like a few days ago, and they said it's not going to rain, and then it rained. They said it was going to rain, then it didn't rain. It's like, you know, right? Yeah, that happened. That's right? You know, like the weather, right? The weather. That's the weather. And those are the conversations you have when you have nothing else to talk to with the person you are talking to. It goes down, you're scraping the bottom of the barrel, and you're talking about the weather. Yeah, it's cold. Yeah, it was cold yesterday. Said it wasn't going to be. Yeah, well, and here it is. And it's just like the excruciating small talk, so it's not embarrassing and not this awkward silence. And that is the conversation that I have with my dad all four times that I talk to him in a year. I call him on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Oh, thanks. What are you doing? I'm working. Okay. How's the weather out there? Thanksgiving, I call him. Christmas, I call him. I call him on his birthday on May 11th. My birthday is on May 15th. And he does not call me on my birthday because I'll say, like, happy birthday, Dad. And he's like, oh, yeah, your birthday's coming up too, right? And like, yeah. All right, well, happy birthday. And it's just like, oh, he thinks that counts. He doesn't have to call me on my birthday. So that's the four times I actually talked to him in the year. And it was 8 years ago I saw my dad. We were on a road trip, Eric, Troy, who you'll hear from later, and our friend John. And we flew out to Los Angeles, and we were coming back. And we were driving through Nebraska, which is just a giant cornfield. And I'm just like, if it's cool, let's go see my dad. They're like, yeah, all right. I'm like, I haven't seen my dad for a long time too. And you know, we got there and he came out of he's a farmer. Sorry. He's a farmer. He's got a big farm. And he also drives a truck now. And like the man just that's all he does. He works. That's, you know, he's just this white dude out in Nebraska who's got a farm and drives trucks sometimes. And like, so yeah, we get there and I don't even remember most of what happened because, like, experiences with my father are so rare, you would think, but I, for some reason, don't process them and keep them. But I do remember he had a four-wheeler when I was a kid, and I'd ride that thing around in the fields because there's not much to do for a child to do on a farm and other than work. So I asked him if he still had it, and I drove that around, and then I drove back up to everybody who was just standing there. Like, I always wondered what you guys maybe talked about while I was out there jumping around on hills and stuff. So I come back, and it's like, you guys want to give it a try? I'm actually very surprised that John said no, because I figured of all of us, he would have done it. But, we went inside, talked for a little bit, and left. And that was like... And like I said, 8 years ago, I've seen my dad. That was the last time I saw him. And had we not gone on that road trip, I would not have seen him since I graduated high school. We just not that close with my dad. And the evolution of my relationship with my dad is interesting, I guess. When I was younger, it saddened me that I didn't have a relationship with my dad. And he didn't know how to be a father. His dad was not very kind to him, from what my mom says. So like when I would talk to him and try and have real conversations with him about, you know, like, Dad, why aren't we like more of a family? And he would just like, I don't want to talk about this. And he hung up on me. That was when I was in high school, and that was the last time I tried to talk for real to my dad. And then now, when I think about my dad, it just fascinates me because I don't know what he does for fun. I don't even think he has a sense of humor, which is blows my mind. I don't know that he has friends. When we go and visit him in like summers and like vacations and stuff, like we never saw anybody that he knew other than family that we had. And I guess that's normal for like old farmer folk, but like it's just like I don't understand. I can't process that. Like the man doesn't do anything but work, and like his what does he do for fun? I don't know. I'd ask him, but I wouldn't get a good answer. And that now like it's turned from this sad thing to this just like mind-boggling thing. Like I don't remember my dad ever having like ha, 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 I'm having fun kind of a feeling. He was always just like smiling and like I'm there. and that's what it is today. And I get, you know, I'm 31. Man, I don't know how old I am. once you get past 30, it's like, who gives a shit? I'm around 30 years old. I think he's around 70, and I think, man, he's gonna pass away eventually. He's got what he calls the diabetes, and sorry, I know it's a little morbid, but you know, and like you know, when I found out about that, I would check up. Are you taking your pills? Yeah. How's the weather? Oh yeah, well it's kind of cold here. Yeah, it's Chicago. Chicago's weather is always kind of weird, and that's probably what we'll talk about in a few days when I call him on his birthday on May 11th. Thanks.
Dwight, man, thank you for sharing that. See, Dwight, you do have stories. Troy, are we ever going to tell Dwight what we talked about when he was on the ATV? No, never. I'm going to be talking to my dog a lot about the weather over the next 13 days. I'll tell you what. She's going to get real sick of me real quick.